Okay. Joel Arce asks, in the Philippines, we read school prayer on the intercom. Should we be allowed to do the same in Alaska? Representative Chris Tompkins?
Well, I think this probably runs into a constitutional issue. In other states, if I'm not mistaken, where this has been tried or proposed, it usually gets struck down by the courts and under the on the grounds of the First Amendment, and I suspect the same would be true here in Alaska. And I mean, I think that clean separation does make a lot of sense. Otherwise, it gets really messy really quickly and really emotional and divisive. I would prefer to keep things how they are. Basically, it seems to work well. But that's not to say that you can't embrace, encourage, and create a space for religion, prayer, spirituality, whatever. And you know, the First Amendment also encourages that and the freedom to express that. I think there's lots of room and appropriate space to pursue religious thought and religious expression without it coming over the school intercom.
Dr. Wien?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I went to public school, and that is how we started our day. Things have changed. Our view of the law has been established, and these have been tried successfully in relation to the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment and period. And there has been a separation made, and as we are a nation of laws, there's a prayer in school, though is an issue, seems to be, has a legal basis to have it removed. And so I have to support the current law of the land